All right, Chase Sexton, it was good. You were reeling him in. It was really cool. JT and I predicted the streak would end today, so I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to be right for once. But, fuck, you tipped over.
I know. I stalled it. I was like, yeah. I'm like, I stalled it a lot this year. It's kind of pissing me off because it's like I do the same thing every lap, and the one lap it stalled, it just fucking bothers the shit out of me. So, other than that, yeah, I was riding good. I just trying to close the gap, and I was trying to put pressure on towards the end right there because I feel like I did have better fitness and I was stronger towards the end. So, yeah, I obviously didn't win today. Didn't end the streak, but Unadilla was another good. These last three tracks are all of these. Even this one was good. So, put the pressure on and either one, force them into a mistake or just outright pass them. That's kind of the game plan.
Well, we were okay, so catching was one thing. On this track, passing is another. Did you have an idea? Did you have a spot? Were you thinking anything?
It would have been maybe a little bit aggressive, but obviously I don't race like that, but it was this track is super tough to make passes on. So I don't know. I was kind of taking the track as it came. I had some different lines, but I was more
faster in the back here.
I was sweeping the corners and it was gonna be hard to make a pass. I made a freaking a Hail Mary pass on Frannis first moto, which was sketchy. But I got it done. So maybe another one of those, but Unadilla, I have good speed there, and I'm faster. So if I can be on them, I'm pretty confident on a track like that I can get around them. It's just going to be what the track allows to.
Were you as pissed off as some of the guys I talked to after practice about the prep and the ruts and the water?
Well, I was more mad on the sand. Like, okay. it's a clay track. Like, why are we putting sand? Like, there needs to be some, like, diversity between these tracks because they're all – I feel like right now they're trying to make them all the same.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's a hard-packed track. That's what we ride. Like, let's go ride it. Like,
We should have everything in the series.
Yeah, like, not everything should have sand on it.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit bummed on that. And in practice, I'm really starting to get, like, bummed out on how many people are out there.
Okay.
Dude, I'm coming in, I'm T-boning, I mean, privateers, but I feel like the gap is just so different.
Well, I'll tell you what they do. So they cap the entries, and if the seated guys aren't, if there aren't enough seated guys, they put from the unseated group. So you're going to get randos from the unseated group into your group because they don't have enough room in the other group.
Well, let's make three practices. Okay. I'm tired of getting – I'm not even mad at the people that are out there because they're just trying to put down fast laps, but it's dangerous for us because I'm wide open on a fast lap and I'm not backing off.
Yeah.
So, dude, I've hit two people in the last 2 weekends and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So that's been a problem. I wouldn't mind having three practices, even if they're 10 minutes. Like, just give us clear track.
Something, right? Yeah.
But other than that, the track was rougher today than it has been here. It was a lot different than they've had at Washougal. But again, I think there needs to be diversity. And like, if they had sand at Unadilla, I'm gonna be fired up.
I honestly feel like it's better than it used to be. Back in the day, they were all the wood chips. Seriously,
I like wood chips.
Okay, but there were so many fucking wood chips like every single track. So I feel
every track.
Yeah, every track was like the wood chips nationals.
Yeah.
I feel like they're better than that now. But I know what you're saying.
If it's gonna be a hard pack track, let's make this thing hard pack.
Yeah.
But, it was fun. I enjoy this race. It's cool scenery, and unfortunately, it's been frustrating getting second, but I embrace the new challenges, and we're getting closer.
Yeah.
So I'm putting up more of a fight than anyone else has, at least.
No, for sure. I was wondering, you seem okay. You seem like you're not angry. You seem like you're okay.
No, I'm pissed off, but I'm trying to put on a mask. I just know I'm capable of winning, and that's what we're not going to stop till we get there. So, I feel like, I don't know, my riding's better this year. I think we're going faster than last year, which I don't think people can comprehend.
I'm not there. I thought you guys, like, when I think of you and Eli here last year.
It's different.
Okay. Would know, I guess. You would know better.
It just looks different, I think. I think it's more of a methodical thing.
Yep.
It's hard to say, but I do think the pace is higher.
Okay.
I don't think we're getting any slower, that's for sure. I still don't feel great on the bike. I don't know. I'm struggling because I think I'm supposed to be on the same setup as last year, but it's feeling not the same. So I'm struggling with that right now, man.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Oh, you're riding it. Yeah.
So.
Well, let me know what the settings are because maybe we'll do some testing.
We got a stiffer spring.
We'll do some Steve testing in the break. But yeah, I forgot you're riding tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you here? You're gonna hit?
Yeah, I'm riding.
Okay.
It's gonna be day two.
Grab a spot by the fence when I go by.
Yeah. Well, I'll be writing down notes as you go by.
Yeah, it's about time that you criticize me instead of us criticizing the riders, right?
Maybe I should make a podcast after you, or as you're riding, we'll have guests on.
Yeah.
Man, Steve looks horrible.
Elbows down, his foot's off.
Dude, this guy has horrible form.
No, probably a good idea. All right, thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cool.